We have a really special treat to share, which is a visit with the people who are running Rocky Mountain Energy Infusion.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating, cutting-edge technology, so it's something to listen to for sure.
Yep.
This is a Studio 809 podcast. Engage.
Thanks for joining us on The Next Us, the podcast where we help each other find our way in this crazy world, with a special focus on the Pikes Peak region. I'm Dave Gardner, and I'm sitting here with Judy Paring.
Thanks, Dave, and we're coming to you from the Studio 809 Community Podcast Studio here at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs. Welcome.
Judy, always a thrill to sit down with you and talk about what's going on in our city.
Tell me what's going on, Dave. Let's zoom out.
Okay, zooming out. I'm tired of what's going on in the world. The Donald Trump hush money trial is wrapping up. I'm hearing some of the pundits say that the prosecution's done a heck of a job, but it'll be nice when that's over. The other exciting news happening in the world is that Donald Trump and Joe Biden have agreed to debate, and there are debates scheduled for June 27th and September 10th. There will be debates.
Just explain to me, as if I knew nothing about this, who decides the prompts for these debates? What's the structure?
It gets negotiated.
Okay.
Now, there is a debate commission that is usually in charge of the debates, and they have their own process and protocol and everything. But these two debates, they're not using the debate commission.
What?
Well, this is interesting. When Donald Trump debated Joe Biden, do you remember? Did you happen to watch or listen to that? It was such a disaster because Donald Trump couldn't just let Joe Biden talk for his 2 minutes or 3 minutes that were allotted for his response.
Oh, he wasn't playing by the rules.
No, he couldn't play by the rules. So he was interrupting constantly and talking over him constantly. And so it's really frustrating to try to watch it or listen to it.
And aren't there, it's not a proctor, but a facilitator, or isn't there someone?
Yeah, a moderator.
A moderator, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and the moderators would try, but short of getting up out of their chair and wringing his neck, there wasn't a lot they could do. But you know what? They're using electronics, so all they had to do
is turn his microphone off. Time it.
Yeah. And no one could understand why that wouldn't happen, but the debate commission apparently refuses to do that.
Okay, so what's going to be different this time?
Well, this time, they're going to turn the mics off.
Whoa.
They've already negotiated that when your time's up, they're going to turn off your mic. And I think that means they're going to leave it off while the other guy takes his turn.
Like actually mandate the taking of turns.
Yeah.
Huh, that's a little embarrassing.
Isn't it? Couldn't have picked a better word. Yeah, this is embarrassing as heck. So these could be interesting.
Okay, June 27th and September 10th.
Yep. CNN on the first one and ABC on the second one, but I'm sure it'll be easy to find them on YouTube. But more exciting is what's happening right here in our own backyard.
All right, let's zoom in.
Let's zoom in. We talked about speed cameras.
Yes.
The city council had voted the first time to approve them, but they had to vote a second time.
Okay.
So it could have gone down in flames. And just a few days ago, as we record this, we're recording on May 16th. A few days ago, city council voted again, 7-1. To approve the speed cameras.
Wow, here they come.
Yeah.
What kind of a timeline are we looking at?
Well,
we have no idea.
We don't have any idea because the police department hasn't really done their due diligence. But
this is going to be a big revenue maker. So I'm sure the city's got some incentive.
Well, it's interesting. I've got more background for you that you'll find fascinating. One thing is that there are a few other cities in Colorado that have tried it or are already doing it.
Oh, okay.
But one, Aurora, did it for a year, and they lost their butts financially.
On it?
Yes.
How is that possible?
Well,
aren't they sending automated tickets for this?
Yeah, but they spent a fortune on it because the implementation was just botched. So everybody believes that's not a good example, and so there's every reason to believe that it'll pay for itself.
Yeah, I mean, and then some, I would imagine, especially with the traffic we've got these days. How many cars are on the road? How many people are going to get caught by these speed cameras? I feel like it's going to pay for itself the first week.
You would think. And, you know, we talked about the red light cameras. And so in one of the news stories about this, they did give us information about the red light cameras. And I think the revenue is about twice what the expense is on the red light cameras.
The cost of implementation, like initial implementation or just steady maintenance ongoing. And all of that.
Well, it could be, you know, they weren't specific, and it could be that this was implementation and the first right. two
And maybe
years.
They're spreading the cost over time or something. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. But Police Chief Vasquez actually wrote a commentary that was published in the Gazette to kind of explain a little bit more about the system because of that Gazette poll where 65% of the people said, no, we don't like this. We don't want this. And so what he shared was that, one, speeding and poor driving habits are our number one complaint that the police get in Colorado Springs.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because imagine what it takes for someone to actually make a call and complain about this. Imagine all of the people who are not.
True that, yeah. They're going to focus these speed cameras on school zones, residential streets, roads adjacent to city parks and construction zones to change speeding behaviors in these critical areas where there's more likely to be pedestrians at risk.
I like that. That sounds appropriate.
Yeah, and apparently there's a state law that sort of limits where this kind of technology can be used and not.
Oh, fascinating.
So what that means is on the major boulevards, you're not going to find these on Powers Boulevard or Woodman and Research Parkway, and that's too bad.
Well, I was going to say that's where all the accidents are happening.
Yeah, maybe we can get around that one of these days. But there'll be vans, there'll be marked vans, and they have to have signage, you know.
Oh, really?
Warning drivers that there's a speed
marked
van
vans.
Ahead.
Yeah. And I would just assume they'd put a camera on a light pole.
Nope, this is more involved, and actually, there will actually be a human being in the van running it.
Ah, so this is, okay, well, hey, I guess that's giving someone a job.
Yeah, but as I suspected, El Paso County led the state's fatal accidents last year with 74 deaths, so we definitely need
it
here.
We led the state?
Yep.
Let's
see, they have to display warning signs between 300 and 500 feet before the enforcement zone. And the public's going to get notice 30 days before they turn them on. And then after they turn them on, there's another 30-day period where they'll just give warnings.
Well, that's where all the revenue is going.
And then $40 fine for speeding, unless it's a school or a construction zone, in which case it'll be an $80 fine. And if somebody is driving more than 25 miles an hour over the posted speed limit, and you know that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then they won't send a ticket in the mail. They're going to come knock on your door.
Whoa.
And you won't get a $40 ticket. It'll carry a much higher fine, they say.
Wow.
And they will notify your insurance company.
Oof.
And points will be counted against your license. Oof. If you're 25
That's expensive.
Or more. Yeah. Yeah, so that's good news. But it'll be months.
Right, until this is happening.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I mean, if they've got to get a van and all the signs and somebody to man the van, I mean, this is a lot more than I was imagining.
Yeah, I don't think they've even picked a vendor yet, so. And then real quickly, really cool things coming up that people might want to know about because spring is in the air, summer's right around the corner, and, you know, this is the season for farmers markets.
Oh, I love this.
They're about to be starting up, yeah. And so I'm going to put a link in the show notes to a great page that Visit Colorado Springs has a webpage with all the farmers markets.
Oh, cool.
So you can
markets.
Find that out.
Yes.
Yeah. And one of my favorites, the Colorado Farm and Art Market, which is Wednesdays downtown at the Pioneers Museum,
okay.
Saturdays at Margarita at Pine Creek. That'll be starting up June 12th.
Okay.
We'll put a
up.
Link in the show notes to their website. Also, remember Matt Schnipper, who was the food editor and critic at the Colorado Springs Independent for the last many years? If you don't read what Matt Schnipper has to write, it's really hard to tell where to go out to eat. Where are the new places that you want to try? Matt is on top of that. And when he left the Independent, he started up a Substack newsletter called Side Dish Schnipper. And there's a free version, but there's a deeper version you can pay a little subscription fee to so that he doesn't starve. This is not to miss. I'll put a link in the show notes, but I want to give him credit for a couple of little news items that
cool.
I thought I would share with you. One is not good news, and that is that the Perk downtown is going to be closing.
I just heard this.
Yeah. Sorry to say, last day will be May 26th. The owners apparently started a GoFundMe campaign trying to raise $12,000 to support lost wages and to help the staff who are going to be finding themselves out of work after May 26th. But they've only raised about $1,000 so far as we record this toward the 12 grand. But we'll put a link in the show notes to that GoFundMe.
Okay, what's going on? I mean, the Perk is iconic.
Yeah. Well, the owners are ready to retire.
Okay, so it's not like a...
It's not like a failing business, but okay, apparently okay. They haven't sold it to anybody, so maybe it was hard to sell.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, fair enough then.
Yeah.
Well, then I wish them a happy retirement.
Sure. They need more time for energy infusion
yes,
therapy.
Yes, exactly.
And then Food Truck Tuesdays are going to return to the Pioneers Museum starting June 4th. So
perfect.
That'll be cool.
I was just going to ask that when you were talking about the farmers and art markets being at the Pioneer Museum. I was like, what about food trucks? Perfect. Tuesdays.
And lastly, June 1st, Manitou Springs, Colorado Wine Festival, if you're into wine.
Ooh, fun.
Yep. So that's it for zooming out and zooming in. So next up, what's going on at the Next Us? We have a really special treat to share, which is a visit with the people who are running Rocky Mountain Energy Infusion, which I am very curious to learn more about.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating, cutting-edge technology. So it's something to listen to for sure.
Yep. So let's talk to them. Alan, thanks for joining us today.
I sure appreciate this.
I think people, to understand what you guys do, need to have a little bit of a background in some of the theory behind it, don't you think?
Right.
Sure. Your body's designed to heal itself. You get a cut in your arm, you know, at night, it heals itself, right? So basically what this does is just raises the cells in your body, creates your immune system to do a better job, and things happen.
It resets you to your natural state where you would be healing yourself if you didn't have all these things that have been working against you.
A lot of us are out of balance, right? I mean, sometimes we have our issues, and it could be spiritual, it could be emotional, it could be physical. It's amazing what your body can do if you give it the right power to do so.
I'm so fascinated by this. I'd like to try and take a stab at kind of explaining a little bit of what I understand. Alan, tell me if I'm off track.
Oh, you go ahead.
So trying to wrap my head around this energy infusion center that came into the Next Us, I've done quite a bit of research. And what I understand is we are electric beings. We operate on a frequency that can be measured. And so the real saying when people say high vibes or low vibes, that's actually real.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh. And you can find, if you Google it easily, the scales that will show you different emotions, different levels of vitality, and what they're measured at. So high vibes, as they call it, would be gratefulness, would be acceptance, would be love, understanding. These kinds of emotions are what are known as high vibes. Low frequency vibrations would be contempt, jealousy, shame, regret. And the same can be measured as your level of health and wellness and vitality. So if you are top of your health, you have all of your systems running, and you are fit and kind of optimum level is between 70 and 90 on the scale of
millivolts.
So if you are sick, if you have cancer, if you are on your deathbed, this is down by 20, 30 millivolts. You can literally measure the frequency that your vibrations are emanating from your body, like a battery fully charged or a battery that's almost out. And so we are electric beings. We can measure this. We can actually measure this. So the way that I like to describe the system, the energy infusion system, is that it is a subjective voltage that is being sent to the center of this room from four walls, all facing inward, operating between 70 and 90 millivolts, the optimal level of vitality, health, wellness, where plants survive and thrive, where humans thrive, animals, any living being, the optimal level is between 70 and 90 millivolts. And so this subjective equipment is creating what's called a toroidal field of energy. Now, if you look this up, we all have our own field of energy. And it kind of emanates at like spiraling almost out from every direction of your body. And you create like a sphere of energy around you. And so what this room does is it creates a giant sphere of energy. It's like an inside out sphere. Not really a sphere. It's like the toroidal field. It looks kind of like a waterfall almost coming out from every direction. I don't know how to describe it.
It's kind of like a figure eight. It's
It's
constant.
It's kind of all coming forward into the center of the room. It collides onto itself, and then it goes up, it goes down, it goes out, it goes in every direction, creating this, again, toroidal field of energy at 70 to 90 millivolts. Well, if you take this and you apply the law of homeostasis, which is that all things in nature strive to reach a balanced state. So say you light a flame and there's smoke in the air. The smoke will dissipate until the air has reached its balance again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all trying to reach a balanced state, and we are receptive. We can absorb the environment around us. And so if you are in a state like a big city with, you know, emissions all around you, technology all around you, you're absorbing these things. You're absorbing this environment. That's why forest bathing has become huge. Get your feet on the dirt and immerse yourself in nature. Allow your body to be an environment that is natural and that will bring you closer to that balanced state. So in this room, we have a subjective toroidal field of the optimum level of energy created all around us. When we step into that space, we can't bring the system down. So we have to rise to meet it.
You've really done your homework.
I've done my homework, Dave.
She get all that right, Ellen?
She's awesome. Yeah.
You know, and so it's fascinating, the idea that the more time you spend in this space, the more your body is, like he says, it charges your cells. It moves through you, and it's an aggregator, just like I like to talk about essential oils are an aggregator. Sound vibrational healing is an aggregator. It calls attention to, it wakes up your body and your natural systems and says, hey, check it out. You know, run the diagnostics, run through the system and see what's stagnant, what's missing, what's here, what's there. And it's happening all around you, all the way through you, and really puts your body in the position to do what it can and what it needs to do. So what's fascinating is that you offer various kinds of different opportunities in this space. Someone can come in for 2 hours, lay down, rest, you know, operate their own kind of meditation, you know, and the system's working all around them and their body is inspired to raise its vibration, match the field that it's within. But you also offer overnight sessions, right? Someone can spend how many hours?
Yeah, it's usually 10 hours.
10
yeah.
hours.
Slumber parties.
Yeah, slumber parties are great. Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
You've
yeah.
got to see their setup. I was shocked. I didn't even realize, because normally during the day, they have these beautiful zero gravity chairs. They've got hammocks you can lay out in. They've got really comfy leather recliners. But for the sleepovers, they yeah. clear the room and they put like beds and blankets and pillows and little lamps. Like it's beautiful. It's such a cool setup.
You know, so I was so curious about this. I said, let me try it. So you guys were gracious enough to invite me to come have a 2-hour session. So I met Kelly and went. Took a microphone with me, so I'll share maybe some highlights from that visit.
Oh, cool.
But I was thinking it was going to be like individual little rooms like you would find at a sensory deprivation tank
oh, sure.
or a tanning mm-hmm. parlor or something like that. I didn't realize that everybody's together
yeah.
in this one space, which makes it great for the slumber party, that's for sure.
Yeah. So how did you feel when you went in there?
Well, I was a little bit scary when she took the electrodes and connected them.
yeah.
One to my right ear and the other to
that's
my left ear.
That's only 110, that's not 220.
And then she pulled yeah.
Oh, I was like, this is nothing like my experience.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is amazing.
No.
What's happening now?
It blew me away when I walk into that room and to look at the technology that's in there. I mean, it's
fascinating.
Yeah, it's wild.
Did you feel anything right away? Because when I walked in the room, literally the hair on my body raised up. And that shocked me because immediately I could sense the difference in the space.
I'll bet you that's because you're just in tune and receptive and me, you know, I know you're really busy right now, but me, you know, I am just going 90 miles an hour, 7 days a week. So I don't think I was receptive enough when I went in there probably.
It's, you know, it's a practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go in the room and you were recording, you're making commentary while you were in there?
Not while I was in there.
Oh, okay.
Just while, the first time you go, you get a little bit of an orientation session,
yep.
right?
Yes.
So we might share a few moments from that because
cool.
someone needs to kind of explain to you what you're about to experience. Mm-hmm. And so I recorded that. And then since there were other people in the room, I couldn't really
oh, sure.
do a running commentary while I was in there.
Okay, so what we are considered a 16-unit EE system center. What we have is there's going to be 4 computer monitors on the 4 walls on racks. They are programmed with scalar and biophotonic light energy. They are laser aligned to meet exactly in the middle of the room, and it creates a toroidal field of energy within the room. What that energy field will do is charge your cells. So you come in here, a healthy cell runs at 70 to 90 millivolts. Cancer cannot survive in a cell over 20 millivolts. So the more disease you have, health issues, stress, toxins in your body, all those things lower the voltage of your cells to not function well. So when you come into this energy field, it's going to be running at a higher voltage. Your cells are going to strive to come into coherence with that energy field in the room.
So it's kind of like plugging your electric car in to charge in the garage.
Right, or a cell phone, wireless cell phone charger.
You come in here and you get recharged.
Right, so that's what you're coming in for, is to raise the voltage of your cells, and a healthy cell at that higher voltage is going to release toxin. It's going to have energy to release toxins. So it's very important after you leave your two-hour session, within 12 hours, we recommend you take a detox bath to pull those toxins out. Once those toxins get pulled out, basically what it does is boost your immune system. Your immune system can go to work. Your body's very smart. It knows the priority. Sometimes people come in here wanting a certain outcome, but your body knows something else that it needs to be working on. The majority of people do meditate, take a nap. Dr. Michael recommends that you keep your eyes closed, even though the monitors are scrolling with the lights. She says to keep your eyes closed as much as possible, because your energy will work on what your eyes are focusing on. You want that energy working internally to charge your cells.
Okay.
So we have zero gravity lounge chairs. We have two hammocks. We have recliners on the two side walls. And you can have your choice of what is best for you to relax, take a power nap. And we do play meditation frequencies or healing frequencies in there.
So I will hear a sound, but not like, I'm not going to hear Enya.
No. We ask people to turn their cell phones off. So they're not scrolling on their cell phone. Everybody needs to get away from their cell phone for a couple hours anyway. So.
Okay.
And this is a massage heated chair here.
Oh, can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I lost all track of time.
Okay. You had to unplug a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it? You have to go there and you sit and you relax.
And I think even if there was no theoretical validity to all of the mechanisms that you've got going in that room, it would be good for you.
Yeah, at the very least, you're closing your eyes.
Yeah.
You're removing yourself from the day. It's really a fascinating concept, and it's really interesting. And I think, too, there's more to it than just even being in there for the 2 hours. Is, you know, if you go on a hike one time in your life for 2 hours, you're going to have a great experience, but the overall effect it's going to have on your life is, you know, the 2 hours that one day. But people are making a health routine out of this. They're making it part of their regimen, and we're recognizing the face is coming back in, coming for, you know, 2 hours every so many days, or coming for the overnight every so many days. And I'm sure in the testimonials, they're telling you that they're feeling different. You know, they're seeing the changes. And that's what it takes. You know, if you try anything one time, that's a sampling, you know.
Yeah.
If you really put your dedication towards a routine, that's what's going to change your life. So that's one thing to take note of. But also the thing, too, is that it's more than just going in there, because when the vibrations work through you, and you begin to flush things out, and your body begins to detox and remove toxins in your body and puts the work in, you have to kind of keep going on that. You know, you've got to be careful with the diet that you have. You've got to immediately take a salt bath to cleanse what's sitting on your skin. What's, you know, because your skin is your major cleansing organ. You know, works the most in your body. Exactly.
That's very important for a detox bath.
Yeah, and so you've got to do a detox bath after. You've got to hydrate like crazy to power the cells and give them the fuel that they need to continue the work that they're doing.
So yeah, Dr. Michael DeVander, she says, you know, she recommends 20 hours, you know, baseline, and any detoxing, she recommends, you know, 30 minutes as high as you can stand with a salt bath. That's homework.
Yeah. And as I understand it, going into that room doesn't heal you.
It's not a medical device, nor does it heal you. But what it does do is it charges the cells of your body. And your body, like I said, is designed to heal itself.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the doctor doesn't heal you. They might do something with you, but your body is the one that heals itself.
Yeah.
It's not just physical. You know, people come with pains and stuff like that, and they do. You know, everybody's different. You know, we have people come in with pain and it disappears, you know, or mental issues, you know, something that happened years and years ago, they'll come to them and it's just like, you know, this vision came to me and it just poof, it's gone. And they just feel so much better.
Yeah. Alan and I sat down earlier with a couple of your clients and they shared some pretty fascinating stories about that.
First of all, I can't say enough about the people there. They do more than bend over backwards to do whatever they can to help you. I came in with heart problems, which I've had since 2014, but more particularly for the last 3 years. And I went on oxygen overnight, 4 liters of oxygen. I started coughing, and I've been coughing and on oxygen ever since. My cough was so bad, I was afraid I was interfering with other people, so they actually come on their days off to let me in, if you can imagine that. And wonder of all wonders, while I was in there, on one particular day I was having a great session, my coughing stopped. I mean, I would cough for hours on end, overnight, get no sleep, nothing, and it just stopped. I cough a little bit now and then because of my heart problem now, but it's nothing like what it was. It was spontaneous in that room, and that was the same day I took my oxygen off. I kept turning it down and down and down, and finally I took it off for a little over an hour. And that's the first time I've been off oxygen since the 25th of August of that year. The other thing that I've noticed when I go in there, because of my joint problems, I have a hard time walking sometimes, but when I'm done there, I walk out, and I just noticed this the other day without too much difficulty.
I'm Scott Walstead. I started end of August last year after dealing with sciatica for the whole summer. I mean, I was literally crawling at times, sleeping on an air mattress for 3 months because I couldn't get out of bed. So found out that Alan and Kelly had just got up and running here. I started off that first week. I did a Saturday, a Monday, and a Thursday. And after on Thursday, I woke up the next morning, and it's like, you know, the pain had probably been knocked down by probably 75%. And I was able to kind of get up without having to grab a counter, a couch, something to get myself up off the ground. So that's after that third treatment, that was my epiphany.
Yeah, so it's a membership association. So explain a little bit about how that, what does that look like to me as a customer?
Yeah, it's kind of like a gym membership. That's what you're paying to pay. It's $20 for a lifetime membership, basically. It gives you access to the equipment.
It's basically when you go in and you sign a waiver to access a specific new technology kind of idea.
So this membership, I mean, this doesn't then mean that you can walk in and sit in the room for free.
No, but it's by appointment only. Yeah, it's by appointment only. Yeah, that's right.
And there's packages, and you guys do seasonal promotions and different things like that. So there's always something fun going on. So you've got your membership, you pay your membership fee, then you can choose kind of what days and times work for you within the schedule that's allotted. And you can even buy package numbers of hours so that, you know, you're bringing the cost down.
That's correct.
Kind of get it at a bulk rate. You can have deals with bringing friends in, all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of options beyond that. But there's also cool things happening in the room too. So
yes.
Guided meditations.
Sound bowls.
Sound bowl healing.
We got the best sound bowl people in the world, yeah, in Colorado Springs.
Right here in this building,
right.
I think, right?
Yes, that's pretty incredible.
You guys are too kind. Too kind.
Yeah.
So have you done?
We have. We've done some sound bowl ceremonies in there, and we bring in big gongs, buffalo drums, the huge crystal bowls, the big metal Tibetan healing bowls, and we sit. We've tried actually playing a couple of different locations in the room, but Alan's got these great mirrors in the space that help bounce the vibrations around as well. So you're sitting in this toroidal field of energy, and you're also having the vibrational healing move through you. And we also use essential oils at the same time. So it's like a epic enhancement.
Yeah, all the members
are a great experience.
Yeah, all the members
they
say,
love
oh,
that.
They just rave.
It's fun.
Rave about
Has
it.
Anyone booked the room for a birthday, like a birthday party?
Oh, that would
be a great
awesome
birthday party.
Special events, private events. I love that. All based around healing. I love that.
Team building exercise.
And we all have family come in from, you know, we're living in Colorado. Everybody has family come in from different areas. If they want to spend a night, you know, it's something we're open to. Yeah, having a
family event.
Yeah.
Cool.
You mentioned the biophotonic light and you mentioned the Fibonacci sequence. What that is, as far as I understand, in nature, there are numbers and ratios in sequences, and they're found in patterns all throughout nature. This is the Fibonacci sequence. Patterns of petals, flowers, whorls of a pine cone, leaves on a stem. If you look at your lungs and then you look at the trees, you know, these kinds of things. This is the Fibonacci sequence. And so what the biophotonic light is the spectrum of light, full spectrum of light. And if you look this up, UV affects your body at every level. So red light will amplify your blood circulation, these kinds of things. Orange light, skin.
And chakra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so different people will say chakras, different people will say organs. Yeah. You know, there's lots of different words to use for it, but the different levels of light each access different parts of your body and enhance that. So it's called chromotherapy, the light therapy that people are using all over the place now. And so that's actually a part of this system as well, that they are using the Fibonacci sequence to bring the spectrum of light and the UV spectrum to your body at the same time on these screens. So when you walk in, you see the screens are like almost glitching, it looks like, with the rainbow.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about. This is the light therapy that's happening at the same time. And so there's fascinating other things going on in the space as well. So I just wanted to bring that to light as well, not to put a pun on it. But
that is so cool that she knows so much about this.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
It sure is a blessing to be around her, that's for sure.
And I think you turned me on to, is there a video out there that does a really good job of explaining this to somebody who really wants to nerd out on it?
Yeah, there's quite a few. If you go to Rocky Mountain Energy Infusion.com. Uh-huh. We have some videos on there with Jason Shirka that tells you kind of how it works.
Great. And, cool.
Yeah. So you just go straight to your website. You said Rocky Mountain Energy Infusion.com, and Yes. You've got links from there.
That's
for people
correct.
To find
Yeah.
out the information they need.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember Unified Healing.
And on the website, you can schedule yourself an appointment.
That's correct. Yeah. And it's great to call. It's great to call my better half, Kelly. Yeah. We like that. She's old school. She likes paper and pen, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think what's cool is that this is cutting edge technology. This is, you know, I would say too, one thing that caught my eye when I very first heard about what you guys were doing is that there's a center in India. What was this, Alan? That's like a football stadium.
Yeah, they had hundreds of people in there.
You've got to kind of set your sights on like certain levels of care, different parts of the world. Sometimes people will give more weight to Eastern medicine. Sometimes people will give more weight here or there. And so when I found out that India was providing this technology for free for their people to heal them and do this kind of thing, that kind of raised my eyebrows. And that was the first thing that made me actually look further into it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I really like the free appetizers and the open bar in there too.
Yes. That's only on Thursdays, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But bottom line, it'll take strokes off your golf score.
Right.
You'll be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
You got
it. Almost. That's close. We have a girl from UCCS, you know, she comes in and she goes, it really helps me when she has, you know, her homework and she has a big test up next day. It really does improve her skills. So it's awesome. Yeah, that's...
clarity.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Alan. I'm so glad you're our neighbor here at The Next Us. And that's exciting stuff going on in this building.
We work hard to be a reputable space in our local community, rooted in health, wellness, and fitness. So you're a perfect match for us.
Legally, I have to disclose that Alan and Kelly are pitching in a little bit to help us cover the production costs of The Next Us. Yeah. Next up, Alan, in our episode is Words of Wisdom from Judy. You want to stick around? Okay, Judy, it's all yours.
Thanks, Alan. I found a poem I don't think I've said yet, and it's kind of relevant to maybe our first local business. We're self-centered, straight up. We're intrinsically driven on our own individual missions. We appreciate each our own way to our own new future. We can banter about whether it is already written or whether we are magnificently and randomly naturally configured. We are living and breathing proof that our dreams are worth our pursuit. And the extreme difficulty that we face when we stand from within must be met with every visceral feeling. Inevitably, each in turn, every emotion, leave no rock unturned, and then turn into yourself and weaponize your next level strength, your upgraded power. Breathe from deep within your core. Seek with intention. Work to earn the abundance you reach for and access your boosted immunity by living and seeking a healthy lifestyle for your own person first. We're here where the more you come in through these doors for yourself, the better you know that you're on your own individual journey through this life experience. And the more genuinely you come through for yourself every day, the stronger the momentum you will have in each direction that you face. We are dream seekers. We are fantasy weavers, manifestation makers. We are each creatively divine, and not one of us comes from the same place. Each unique, majestically different, every angle, glimpses of our next level self as we stay climbing. And when we fall back, it's because we're prepping to pounce.
Whoa, that's pretty impressive, man.
Okay.
Man, cool. Let's take a break to share something interesting, Judy. You know, living here in Colorado Springs, you're probably tired of hailstorms damaging your vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, Studio 809 Podcast has partnered with KJS Auto Hail Repair to come up with an amazing opportunity for you. With over 30 years of industry experience, KJS Auto Hail Repair is the go-to spot for fixing that damage on your vehicle. And if you give them a call or click contact on their website at kjsautohailrepair.com and mention that you are referred by Studio 809, you'll automatically receive $100 back in your pocket.
Ooh.
When your repairs are completed. Yep. So don't let that hail damage stress you out. KJS Auto Hail Repair can have your car looking brand new in no time. Give them a call or visit kjsautohailrepair.com and let them take care of the rest. Your car will thank you, and so will your wallet. Well, that was great, as always.
If you want to be in the know and be a good community citizen, check out studio809podcasts.com to find many other community podcasts in the Studio 809 podcast family.
And I want to highlight, Judy, today as we wrap up, one of our podcast that I'm really proud of. I'm proud of all of them. Elevating Pikes Peak Women, produced by the group Pikes Peak Women. And these are conversations relevant to the women in the Pikes Peak region, helping them get engaged, empowered, and really make a difference in our community. And the episode that is about to be published is a really special one. It's a conversation with Abby Mobilotti, who is a real powerhouse in this town, among other things. She does happen to be married to the mayor of Colorado Springs.
I love it.
But she's doing some cool things, and she shares what it's like for this family to be transitioning into having all the spotlights on them and having doors open to where they can really make some special differences in town.
Fascinating.
Yeah, pretty cool. You can just search for Elevating Pikes Peak Women wherever you get your podcasts. You can always go to studio809podcast.com and find the podcast there as well.
Looking forward to it.
You want to take us out with a quote?
Okay, so here we have a quote by Nikola Tesla. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
How appropriate is that?
I love that. Oh, it's perfect.
All right.
Well found. Well played.
All right. Well, thanks again, Judy. We'll see you next time.
In the Pikes Peak region, there's no shortage of activities. Whether you're experiencing breathtaking parks or magnificent works of art, if you're getting fashionable at a film festival or fresh at a farmer's market, if you want to hear the sweet sounds of a symphony or the smooth shred of a Stratocaster, look no further than Peak Radar. Your one-stop shop for all events in the Pikes Peak region. Your free source for viewing and posting events. So no matter how you engage with our beautiful region, visit peakradar.com and get plugged into the peak.